The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost, except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I tried my very best to make sense of this passage in 5 minutes or so. This scripture passage, which really deserves about 30 to 45 minutes. But I hope that I can summarize it for you a little bit like I was able to do yesterday, if you heard me speak yesterday. Okay. So I heard a story once. Someone asked a woman, do you have children? And she replied, oh no, I don't have children. Children have me. Meaning that her children were not her possession. They were her responsibility. A sacred trust that made a claim on her entire life. Your priest could say something similar. You say, do you have a parish? And I could say, no, I don't have a parish. A parish has me, okay? It's not my possession. It's a responsibility. A sacred trust that makes a claim on my entire life. Now, the truth is something like that, okay? The truth isn't something that you have. The truth is something that has you. Not a possession. A responsibility. A sacred trust. Trouble with it is that it's so often a terrible burden, isn't it? That's why people say ignorance is bliss. Wouldn't you rather not know, for example, if your boss is embezzling? Wouldn't you rather not know if someone is going to go harm somebody else? Wouldn't you rather not know that some employee is underperforming and probably should be fired? And oh, it's awful. It's a terrible burden. It's why people say ignorance is bliss. But if you serve the truth, no matter how much of a claim it makes on you, you do great, great good. If you ignore it, it causes you and so many others great harm. That's your sacred trust. That's your responsibility in knowing the truth. Now, this passage of scripture we just heard, it's sometimes referred to as Jesus' high priestly prayer. Okay? As I mentioned before, it's the last prayer Jesus prays before he's going to go out to the Garden of Gethsemane, begin his suffering and death. The reason why it's called the high priestly prayer is because in Judaism, the high priest would offer a prayer on Yom Kippur, the Day of Forgiveness. And the prayer would be in three parts. Okay? First part was for the priest himself. Second part was for his disciples. And the third part was for all the people. Well, yesterday we heard Jesus pray for himself. Tomorrow we're going to hear Jesus pray for all the people. And today, we hear Jesus pray for his disciples. And what does he pray for? He says that they might be consecrated in the truth. Let's think about that for just a moment. Consecrated. That's liturgical language. That's priestly language. You know what consecrated means? Consecrated means to be set apart. Okay? So this building is consecrated. It's set apart. You're never going to use this for a coffee house. You're never going to use this for a library or a disco. Okay? It's set apart. That chalice on the altar is set apart. You're never going to crack open a beer and drink it out of that chalice. You're never going to have coffee and cappuccino out of that chalice. It's set apart. Okay? Well, Jesus says he wants you, his disciples, to be set apart for the truth in a world of nonstop lies. And that is a terrible, terrible burden, isn't it? Terrible burden. How are you going to carry that burden? Well, that's why at the end of the prayer, Jesus says, I consecrate myself for them so they might be consecrated in the truth. When did Jesus consecrate himself? When did Jesus set himself apart? It was on the cross, wasn't it? That's when he really set himself apart. Now, I might have mentioned this before. If you could be God, what would you do? Maybe you'd cure diseases. Maybe you'd stop wars. I don't know about you. I'd change the weather, okay? Make summers a little bit cooler, winters a little bit warmer. But I guarantee you what you would not do is go to the cross, but the real God did. That set him apart. It's a gift of himself, but the gift of himself on the cross is something he makes present to you right here on this altar in the Eucharist. And that's why it's so important. He consecrates himself for us so that we can be consecrated in the truth and to be about our mission. Not a mission that you have, but a mission that has you, a sacred trust. Serve it and you'll cause great, great good. Ignore it, and there's great, great peril. Little lesson from the life of our saint today to make that clear. It's one of my favorite stories from the lives of the saints. Saint Boniface is our saint for the day. He was an 8th century bishop in Germany. And they were worshiping the god Thor. And they all gathered around this oak tree to worship Thor. And nobody would listen to the gospel. And Boniface said, I've got to do something about this. I got to do something to tell them that Jesus is God and not Thor. And the burden of the truth lay heavily upon him, and one day he decided to act on it, and he took an axe, and he cut down the sacred oak. And everyone expected that he would be struck from heaven with bolts of lightning, and nothing at all happened. And it opened people's minds to the realization of the truth of the gospel, and he was able to continue to preach. So, a sacred trust, a sacred responsibility that our Lord teaches us here today. Let's draw closer to the Eucharist, that we might draw closer to the Lord, and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Boniface, pray for us.